I already mentioned to you the theme chosen for today. It's on the front of your lyric sheet here. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Comes from today's first reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now we're jumping into the middle of Paul's argument here. This is a continuation from what we heard yesterday. Saint Paul feels driven to respond to his opponents who are boasting of their credentials, what qualifies them to be preachers of the gospel. And I'm not sure what their credentials were, but probably they thought they had the right family background or the right education or the right status or the right connections with the apostles. And they looked at Paul and said, well, he's not one of the 12. Well, where did he come from? So they were critical of St. Paul. And so Paul says, okay, you want to boast? You want to play this foolish game of boasting? Well, I'll boast. That's what you want to do? Okay, I'll be foolish and I'll boast too. But he turns the boasting upside down. Instead of boasting of his credentials and his accomplishments, he boasts of his sufferings and his weaknesses. He lays before us the paradox of the Christian life. What makes someone a better disciple? What makes someone a better apostle? Not more accomplishments, not more credentials or achievements or status, but more suffering, more hardships, more love, more sacrifice. And this is what he spoke about in yesterday's reading. Then today, which is the continuation of his argument, he sets up this strange combination from his own personal experience. First of all, he says he's received extraordinary grace, extraordinary revelations. He was taken up to the highest heavens. He speaks about it as if it was someone else. Yeah, I know somebody who had this experience. He's talking about himself. Maybe he does it that way so that he makes it clear that it's not something that he did. It's something that was simply given to him. He was the receiver of this extraordinary revelation. Maybe he's talking about the moment of his conversion when he was on the way to Damascus. Remember, he was knocked down and Jesus spoke to him from heaven. Maybe that's what he's talking about, this experience when he couldn't even tell if he was in his own body or out of his body. There's a lot he couldn't understand, and even what he does understand, he says he's not allowed to speak about it. He says, well, okay, that's one part of the experience. And then what seems like a complete contradiction to that, he has this suffering, this thorn in the flesh, he calls it. Some kind of a weakness. We don't know exactly what he means by the thorn in the flesh. Maybe it was a sickness. Maybe it was a person he had to live with, or someone, or one of his opponents. Maybe it was temptations that he was continually tormented by. We don't know. He calls this thorn in the flesh an angel of Satan. Pretty serious. A serious description of something that was going against him, an angel of Satan to beat me and keep me from becoming too elated. So he has this extraordinary revelation, grace from God, this insight, and then he has this experience of weakness that's putting him down. How do you put these two together? He says that he has this gift, and then to keep him from being too proud, to keep him from being too puffed up by this, he has this counterbalance, this thorn. And then he does what anyone would do. He asks the Lord to take away the thorn. Give me the good part, but don't give me this suffering. He says he asked the Lord three times to take away this thorn, whatever it was. Three times means he begged the Lord. He insistently asked the Lord, repeatedly asked the Lord to take it away. And the Lord, you know, the Lord answers every prayer, but sometimes his answer is no. And that's the answer that he gave to Paul. No, I won't take it away. I won't take away this thorn. And he gives this wonderful explanation of why he won't take away this suffering or this weakness. And this is what we're using as our theme for today. The explanation of Jesus himself to Paul, why he doesn't take away this suffering. His answer is, the Lord's answer is, my grace is sufficient for you, enough for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. My grace, that's this side, is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So you see the combination. God's grace, God's power, God's perfection, Paul's weakness, Paul's insignificance, his suffering. They go together. The greatness of God, the power of God, the perfection of God, and our littleness, our insufficiency, our weakness. I hope all Anuim people know this, because if we're Anuim, we're poor. We're like Paul, and we have lots of thorns. We have lots of weaknesses, temptations, illnesses, sufferings, contradictions, all thorns. Maybe to get a good picture of this, you can think of the image that was used to promote today's Mass. Did you see that on the Facebook page or on the Viber group? I thought it was a pretty good image of this combination of grace and weakness. The image, if you didn't see it, it was like this. It was a very bright light, white and yellow rays of glory, like a sunburst. It dominates the whole picture. And then down at the bottom, there's this little figure. Did you see that? There's this little dark figure standing on the horizon. That's us. So all this glory, brightness, sunshine, and then there's this little figure down who's bathed in this glory, this grace. That's us, that little figure. That's St. Paul. He's just a little figure who's received a lot. That's today's saint, St. Romuald. I mentioned him at the beginning. We honor him as a great saint. He was a hermit. Well, he knew that what he had to do was withdraw from everything. That was his vocation. Withdraw from everything, remain in solitude, remain in silence, and let grace be in charge. Huh? My grace is sufficient for you too, St. Romuald. So Romuald said, okay, if your grace is sufficient, then I will withdraw and remain completely dedicated to your kingdom. A hermit, of course, doesn't make any sense to the world, because in the world, we think that we have to do something. We have to accomplish. We have to show. Even in the church, we do this. We have to show that we're servants of God. St. Romuald said, no, I don't have to show anybody anything. I just have to let God's grace be sufficient. God's power is made perfect in my weakness. So that's the little figure we saw in that picture. St. Paul, St. Romuald, or St. Joseph. Today, this year, we're in the year of St. Joseph. St. Joseph knows this principle very well. God's grace is sufficient. God's power is made perfect in our weakness. So St. Joseph said, okay, I'll let God work. I will let God be in charge. That's what all the saints say. Okay, that's the message that we get from today's theme. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Mejo mahaba ang tema Nadine, that's a lot. We can shorten it. We can say, my grace is sufficient for you. Great grace, God's grace is enough. Or if you want to shorten it even further, you could just shorten it down to grace. One word, grace. By the way, people are joking because everyone knows today is the birthday of grace. Hi, Grace. Happy birthday. It just happens to be that as we are focusing our theme on grace, she's celebrating her birthday. But that's not why we chose this theme. Grace. What is grace? If we don't know what is grace, then this theme doesn't make any sense to us. My what is sufficient for you? What's sufficient for us? Grace. So what is grace? Grace, even the word comes from the word for gift. Grace is a gift from God. It's the gift of God that makes it possible for us to do His will. It's what God provides for us so that we can do what He calls us to do and be who He calls us to be. Here's a little quote from the Catechism, number 1996. Grace is favor. Grace is the free and undeserved help that God gives us to respond to His call to become children of God. Beautiful. This is what God gives us. It's what we need to be able to do what He wants us to do. Another quote from the Catechism. Grace is participation in the life of God. How can we participate in the life of God? We can't, unless He gives it to us. And that's exactly what grace is. He gives us this share in His life. Now, there's lots of different kinds of grace. Oh, we talk about habitual grace and sanctifying grace and all the sacramental grace, all these things. But it's all gift from God. So why is grace sufficient for us? Why is grace enough for us? Because God provides for us all that we need. God provides. We don't have to be strong in ourselves. We can't anyway. We don't have to be strong in ourselves because God is strong. We don't have to be powerful because God is powerful. We don't have to be perfect because God is perfect. If we rely on grace, then He can do that work for us. After all, it's very obvious that in ourselves, we are weak. By ourselves, we are weak. We don't need a thorn to remind us of that. Every single day, we face our weakness, if we're honest. But in God, by His grace, we are strong. This helps us understand what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel as well. In His Gospel, another passage from the Sermon on the Mount. He says, well, no one can serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. You have to serve one or the other. Who's stronger, the one who serves God or the one who serves money? The answer of the world is, the one who serves money. The one who has the money is the most powerful. Those who have no money have no strength. That's the answer of the world, right? That's why someone like St. Romuald, he goes off and lives by himself in the mountains. He has no strength at all. He's the weakest of all. He's by himself. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't do anything. Waste of life. That's the attitude of the world. He serves God? Well, what a waste of time. But the correct answer is, who's stronger, the one who serves God or the one who serves money? The correct answer is the one who serves God. Because God provides for someone who relies on Him. If God is our master, then we are strong. Then we have no need to worry. So the Gospel says over and over, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't preoccupy yourselves with things that are beyond you. Don't worry. Let God be in charge. How does He say it here? Do not worry and say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. They're always running around looking for everything they can get for themselves. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Remember that grace is sufficient for us. Remember that when we have grace, we have God's power, and that is made perfect when we are weak. So we can conclude with how St. Paul concludes this first reading. After Paul gets this answer from the Lord, after he prays three times, take away the thorn, take away the thorn, and he gets this answer, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Then St. Paul says, okay, I get it. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. He took the answer that Jesus gave him and he said, okay, if that's what you want, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let grace be my strength. So that the power of Christ may dwell with me. And we know that's where Paul got his power as an apostle. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints. I'm content. And we can add our own list. I'm content with my difficulties in life, with my family problems. I'm content. I'm not going to spend my time worrying about these things or complaining about them. I'm content with the COVID-19 pandemic. God's in charge. I'm content with quarantine. Okay. These things do not defeat God. Grace is sufficient. I'm content with these things, weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, quarantines, pandemics, constraints, for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak and relying on grace, I'm strong. When we are relying on grace, we are strong. When the church is relying on the grace of God, the church is strong. Now, this is the great gift we celebrate, the theme. God's grace is enough. God's grace is sufficient for us, for his power is made perfect in our weakness.